you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, celebrity gossip enthusiasts. I'm Us Weekly's entertainment director, Travis Curtin, and you're tuned in to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, the show where we break down all of the hottest celebrity gossip stories of the week. We break down everything you need to know to talk at parties when they're like, what is this Kardashian doing? What is going on with this A-list movie star? You will know. Serving up hot and fresh weekly. Could not do this alone. We have our two amazing special guests here. We have now queen of the half up, half down top knot, I'm seeing, Sarah Heron.
Sarah Heron, who had to get up to watch the Kardashians at 7 a.m. so hasn't taken a shower, which is why she has this hairdo. Hello.
Oh, good for you. And we have international woman of mystery coming to us from an undisclosed location in between the East Coast and the Midwest of America, Gwen Flamberg.
Oh my gosh. Hi, guys.
Hello. Well, we have lots to get into this week. The amount of cheating scandals and huge romance breakups is staggering this week. But before we get into them, I'm really excited to talk about them. Let us start with the woes of the week, the story that just made our co-host grab their proverbial pearls. Gwen Flamberg, what story made you go woe this week?
Oh my gosh, you guys, something we talk about all the time on this podcast is my love for Brad Pitt. I don't know how I'm feeling about the skincare line he just dropped, though, called Le Domaine. I mean, Brad Pitt to me is like Venus man alive. He's done it all. He's really into facials. We know he's really into cosmetic dermatology. Obviously, he's really into skincare. So it is not that big of a shock that he decided to go the route of a skincare line. But this is in partnership with the Perrin family, which is connected to the vineyard, right? So crazy that the whole vineyard dispute with Angelina now is kind of trickling down to this skincare line. And it's not cheap, but I have heard that the products are amazing, but I'm still reeling over it. For the whole story, you guys, apparently the skincare line is heavily backed in science. Go to usmagazine.com/stylish and get the full scoop.
Well, I was just saying there are not enough celebrity skincare lines in the world, and I was desperate for another one. So thank you, Brad, for giving us another celebrity skincare line. We needed another one. It had been at least 4 days since I've heard of another launch.
I mean, the Travis Barker one is getting a lot of backlash, you guys. Oh my God.
Why?
It's just because people are kind of like, why does this line exist? It's also quite expensive. The marketing of it, the picture on social is Travis with a tube of skin cream in his mouth. It's just, it kind of just doesn't really make any sense. Listen, I am all for celebrities going their own route and launching their own lines instead of just being brand spokespeople. But for Travis Barker, like, I would have liked to have seen something that nourishes tattoos after you get your tattoo. This is the skin cream that's going to care for, you know, do the aftercare, like something that actually is a logical, makes sense that it's coming from Travis Barker. I don't know, guys.
Wow.
Totally. If it doesn't specialize in tattoo skincare, then what is the point?
Why is it even there?
seriously, hire Gwen as your brand consultant because that line would do so much better.
True.
Well, Deputy Woman Sarah Heron, what, since you were up since 7 in the morning, what, you had a lot of time to look at the news. What is going on with you today?
Now, honestly,
what made you go, whoa, how are you?
I'm not well. I haven't been well since the doctors were concerned about the queen. It's been a really wild couple weeks on the entertainment celebrity news journalism front, as you guys know. I would say that one of my woes is the fact that the Bachelorette finale was absolutely bonkers, but I don't want to get into that because I did spend 45 minutes talking about it on Us Weekly's Here for the Right Reasons podcast. So if you care at all about the Rachel and the Tino and the Avon and the Eric and the Gabby of it all, please go over there. But something I'm known for in this podcast is, of course, the college cheating scandal. And I don't know if you guys heard, but Lori Loughlin has got her first official starring movie deal coming this winter to Great American Family called Fall into Winter. And the CEO of Great American Family, who is a man named Bill Abbott, who used to work for Hallmark and then got fired from Hallmark because of the drama with the same-sex kiss that aired on Hallmark. And he was against it, which is obviously ridiculous. So he is now at Great American Family, formerly Great American Country, and is slowly stealing the Hallmark Channel's talent and making it a super conservative, more angled. Those stars are now on Great American Family. Lori is the latest to go fall over there. And he has said that she is, quote, America's sweetheart, no matter what happened. And she deserves to be on TV. And he talks to her several times a week. And this, he has been trying to get her back in a full-time role. And he was now successful. So Fall into Winter will be coming to Great American Family in January 2023. And we can only hope that Queen Olivia Jade gets a cameo.
It's sort of about time. I feel like we have shoved them to the side for long enough. America loves to forgive. We've missed Lori Loughlin's face. Let's admit it. She is just so Hallmarky, plain looking, even though, you know, she pays to get her daughter.
She's Aunt Becky. She's Aunt Becky, and she'll always have that. I mean, speaking of Full House, also in this Variety profile about the Hallmark Great American Family debacle, it was revealed that Candace Cameron Bure was making $1 million with her Hallmark deal and is now making $2 million at Great American Family. So to steal her away and get their talent, they doubled her salary, and she's producing movies too. So it's some Christmas movies this Christmas will be Candace Cameron Bure presents, but she won't be in them. It's just a way to get her name on them. And then the one she's actually in. So Candace Cameron Bure, DJ Tanner is now making $2 million at Great American Family. And Lori Loughlin is now going to be one of their new stars as well. So I don't know if I get that channel, but I'm going to have to find out, I guess.
You're going to have to get it. I actually really love how Hallmark and now this Great American Family wholesome network is that lets actors produce, really get behind, and make so much money. It's such a fun second act for people to do really wholesome content and be more involved than most actors isn't always. I just always thought it was nice.
That's nice, nice, Travis. That's so nice.
Yeah, nice for them. Well, what made me go whoa this week is an Us Weekly exclusive. Pew, 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 pew. It is Johnny Depp is dating Joelle Rich. Now, the whole world, the community at large, the international community, if you will, thought Johnny Depp was dating another London-based lawyer, Camille Vasquez. You remember when she was defending him in his trial against Amber Heard. Everyone thought that they were dating. She denied these allegations. But Us Weekly can exclusive report, pew, 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 air horn. Thank you so much. I'm done blowing my own horn. Johnny Depp is actually dating Joelle Rich, who is an attorney that represented him in his UK libel suit against Amber. Now, I'm really happy for this because I sort of wanted him to be dating a lawyer. It seemed like a good sort of step for him after all of this. Well, I still can't support anything that Johnny Depp does because he's still wildly abusive. I'm sort of separating the artist from the art or the art from the love lives. But they are dating. And so she is a British attorney. She's a mother of two. She was in Virginia recently to show her support for Johnny Depp. And a source tells us, quote, there was no professional obligation for her to be there. Her and Johnny Depp would discreetly meet up at hotels during the early signs of their romance. Now, we don't know exactly when their relationship began. Maybe they don't either. Sometimes that's how it goes down. But they are together. And I'm happy. happy as I can be for Johnny Depp, given all of the circumstances for them.
I just want to add, she's allegedly married or confirmed married and going through a divorce.
She is confirmed married, but now way less so. She was married with two things, and Mr. Steal Your Man, Johnny Depp, stole her away, and now she is separated and not, we don't know, going through a divorce. But I will tell you that the issue on stands next Wednesday will have a ton more details about that. So we will have them on the podcast next week. We're doing a little print exclusive with them. Mm-hmm. And some of them are pretty juicy and really, really fun.
I just can't imagine. I know she didn't represent him in the Amber Heard trial, but she did in the Sun libel suit, which are very similar. I can't imagine being on that case and being like, oh yeah, I want to date you now, Johnny Depp or Amber Heard, either one of them. Like, exactly. I want to get the hell away from both of them.
And also, by the way, if you were Johnny Depp, maybe you should just like take a beat before you're dating somebody else.
Fair.
Yeah, that's very fair. That's very fair. But this is a new messy couple. And
Travis is happy for him.
I'm happy for him. I mean, they got together for all the wrong reasons, but I don't know. He's just looked so sad recently. And I'm glad that he has a partner to share this sadness with, even though it's sort of all tragic circumstances all around. I said what I said. Well, let us move on to some of the news of the week. Well, we have to get started talking about Adam Levine. I feel like we all knew that he was a professional douchebag first and a musician second. At least that was my opinion of him. But he has been called out. Now, it has all started on TikTok. There was this lovely lady. I mean, she's very pretty. I really sort of expected her to look more like Bahati, who shared DMs between her and Adam Levine with lots of, flirtatious is one word for it. I think it takes a little bit of a step further, saying that she's the hottest person he's ever seen. And she said that she was younger. She wasn't as established as she was now. So she was going into it, even knowing that he was married to Bahati Prinsloo. And
Prinsloo, I think, isn't it?
Prinsloo. We're all saying different.
She's African.
Oh, okay. Well, Prinsloo. Yes. She is having a rough day. And it took me this scandal to remember that they have one of the worst baby names, baby names I've ever heard. Dusty Rose.
Dusty Rose.
Justice
Why
for Dusty.
Why you want your kid to be Dusty? And while that name was super, super terrible, Adam Levine made it even worse because he DM'd and said that they wanted to name his third child, the one that she is currently pregnant with, after this woman, Sumner, who he was having inappropriate conversations with via DM. And I mean, just real, real messy. And now several more women have come through. There are now a total of 5 women who have accused Adam Levine of inappropriate digital content. And it's all seems to have happened when she was pregnant. And I just think it's so gross when guys wait until their wives or significant others are pregnant before they start talking to other women. It is really, really gross. You know, there is Alison Rosef, Alana Zabel, Sumner. All the women are just stacking up. Bahati and Adam seem to be carrying on a united front. They have been spotted out together, looking smiley. She's wearing this tank top that says love. So I guess she thinks they're doing okay. They all sort of admit that Adam didn't cheat, that these were all just him laying the seeds of cheating, if you will.
Well, he was creeping, you know? He was creeping by sliding into these women's DMs. And quite honestly, this whole Sumner business, like, it doesn't track. You don't name a kid Dusty Rose and then you want to name your son Sumner. No, he was just making an excuse to be back in touch with this woman. And I feel really terrible for Bahati because she's pregnant right now. She's highly emotional. Mm-hmm. This is like, I've been studying so much about epigenetics and like, gosh, don't harm that fetus, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, the fact that when Sumner, which what a name, by the way, to then open up this can of worms to try to, because it's unclear when of these initial DMs, like when he was talking, I don't know if it was just when she was pregnant. I kind of read it like this was happening a while ago. And then he reopened the conversation to try to get permission to use the name Sumner.
And the other women, I don't think were recent. The other women who are coming forward are not recent. It's all through the years. He's a creeper. And you know what's so terrible? She's, you know, Bahati, it doesn't matter how beautiful or successful you are. If a guy is a narcissist and insecure and in need of attention, he's going to cheat on you emotionally or otherwise.
Yeah, 100%. And he, so to open up these DMs again with this girl for the name Sumner for his son that I think he doesn't know if it's a boy or a girl, but he was like, if I have a son, I want to name it Sumner, is wild and shows that Adam Levine is just, you know, has questionable taste all around.
He's using that as an excuse.
That's also
you
true.
Think?
I don't know. Yeah, he's using it as an excuse. Or if he really likes the name, that's he's a freak. He's a freak either way. But this is giving A-Rod and his DMs with Madison LaCroix, which it was I never met this woman. I didn't have an affair with this woman. It's like, yeah, well, that's still freaking weird that you're spending your time DMing a Bravo celebrity. It's freaking insane that Adam Levine, you're spending your time DMing all these Instagram models and yoga teachers. And, you know, as Gwen says, where there's smoke, there's salmon, and there's five girls right now. How is it going to end up like Tiger Woods? Are we going to have the cover of the Post with 26 faces of people that he was having inappropriate relationships with? It's so gross.
And they're all too young.
They're all the latest one is 21 years old.
Yeah.
He's a dad
and
of daughters.
Was 19 at the time.
Disgusting. He's a dad of daughters. Yeah. He's released a statement denying that he had an affair and said he crossed a line. Seems like he crossed several lines. And we've seen, like you said, those two out together. Maybe most of this happened a while ago, so they got over it. Maybe she's just trying to put on a brave front. She's pulling a Khloe Kardashian and just trying to get through her pregnancy. It's he's the worst. And like Maroon 5 isn't even a good band. Like, why did we let this guy get famous to begin with?
I don't know. He was just baseline attractive enough. And I think that's what got him famous. All and of now, the tattoos. That was sort of cutting edge at the time.
Yes. And now he's got that it voice, you know?
Yeah. But now, you know, now he's just has like F-boy behavior, F-boy face, attitude. The only thing that sort of humanized him for me was his relationship with Blake Shelton.
I knew you were going to say that. We let him get away with things for too long because of Blake Shelton.
You're right. He tied himself to Blake Shelton, who is just, I mean, who doesn't love that man? And we let Adam get
Miranda
away
Lambert.
With murder, even though we knew. We knew.
Yep.
If it looks like an F-boy and acts like an F-boy, there's salmon.
It's probably an F-boy. Also, great show on HBO if you haven't watched it, F-Boy Island. I also love how Chrishell Strauss jumped into this conversation with, I think, a really insightful comment on this whole thing. She, of course, knows what it's like to be cheated on by someone who's very high profile. We still remember Justin Hartley. I know you're still married to her, so it makes it a little bit better and that you guys were together when you were younger, but it is still inappropriate.
Did Justin cheat on Chrishell? That was, implied, but I don't think ever confirmed.
Okay.
Just saying, for legal reasons.
Okay,
who
fine.
Knows?
They were probably DMing, let's say that. He was saying he wanted to name his, you know, next child after her. That'll be the new way of crossing that line without crossing the line. But anyway, Chrishell, because Adam Levine's statement, I read it. I don't even want to read excerpts of it because it is just, it's gross. But I love what Chrishell called him out at the end. She says, I hate when celebrity men say that we're all going to get through this together at the end. Like, no, bro, like you did this wrong. We all don't need to work to get through this together. And I read the statement again and just saying that because he was reaching out to all these 19 and 20 year olds on Instagram that we all have to get through this together. I mean, the narcissism there is just wildly blinding.
And just the we of like him and Bahati we as a we. It's like she doesn't have to do anything.
Right. And it's the we with me and Bahati and we like we and the
we
fans
the people.
And Bahati. We the people.
We like, the people don't owe you anything. I'm at a payphone, Adam Levine.
No. I wish I bet he wishes he had used a payphone for all of this because
exactly.
Les, that's the joke.
Beauty Queen at only 18.
Oh God, Sarah.
I'm just quoting Maroon 5 lyrics. It's sick that I have so many to whatever. Also, Chrishell loves a chance to make it about her. Let's just call that what it is. I agree with her point, but she loves to weigh in. She's just mad that selling the OC is better than selling Sunset.
It is way better than selling Sunset.
Wait, did we talk about Brittany Snow and Tyler? That should have been my woe. I can't believe. I mean, I can believe because I literally, the second I watched Selling the OC, added a prep to Us Weekly, Brittany Snow and Tyler split. But I can't believe
it.
Actually, I manifested this divorce. Like, I free Brittany Snow. And I'm happy for her. Get out.
Yeah. Sarah, let's talk about that because we haven't talked about enough celebrity breakups today. Yes. On the podcast, let's give him another one. Tell him why selling the OC was the catalyst, we think, and why we all hate this new lady, Alex.
Yeah, so on Selling the OC, Tyler has been married to Brittany Snow. They got married in March of 2020. And then this is, I guess, this past year. I think they filmed in November of 2021 through a couple months into 2022. So they've been married for a little over a year. And his co-stars, a lot of them are married too. Some of them aren't. The guys are married. The women at this Oppenheim office are all single and are all on the prowl for their married co-stars, specifically Tyler. This woman, Kayla, was accused of trying to kiss Tyler twice when the cameras weren't rolling. And he definitely didn't, like, he said he didn't kiss her back and nothing happened, but he kind of tried to brush it off. And then Alex Hall, who's like kind of the main character, was giving him a nosy, which is when you put your mouth over someone's nose and breathe. And that was weird. And then one girl did like there was a bet and she lost the bet to Tyler. So he was making these bets with people. So she had to go skinny dipping in front of Tyler and their other married co-stars. And just overall, he was like slimy behavior and talk about inappropriate, like with his co-stars that was being filmed for a reality show when he was not only married, but married to a high profile actress. So embarrassing for her. And it took less than a month for Selling the OC to premiere for Brittany Snow to, I guess, finally tune in and be like, this is what you do at work? What the hell? They're sharing custody of their dog, which is why they were seen together just last night. TMZ got whatever because they were like passing the dog over, which it's like, just get a new dog, Brittany. You got to cut ties from this man. I'm sorry to this dog, but like, we need to get rid of him. He was out with Alex and one of his other co-stars also on TMZ. Like, she was like sniffing him. Like, this group of people is so weird. I'm so happy they're on my TV screens. But like, if I knew them in real life, I'd be like, we have a problem.
We absolutely have a problem. It was so wild watching it happen on the show because it was so obvious that he was flirting with these other women, so into Alex. That nosy was one of the most uncomfortable physical acts I've seen between two people, and I sort of wish I hadn't seen it. Well, thank you so much to Sarah and Gwen for helping me spill this. I mean, pretty much just celebrities breaking up news this week, because that is what's going on. Again, this is Us Weekly's entertainment director, Travis Cronin, on Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood podcast with your weekly peek into the glamour, glitter, fashion, family of our favorite celebrities. Because after all, guys, do you know what they really are at the end of the day?
They're just like us.
Except sometimes cannibals. Yes. Thank you, guys. We'll be back next week.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.